Number six, please.
From the Director, Architecture, Engineering, and Environmental Services Section, Department of Administrative Services, submitting an annual informational report regarding Milwaukee County's NR216 stormwater permit. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Detzer, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Tim Detzer. I'm an environmental engineer with the Department of Administrative Services, Environmental Services Section. And as Steve stated, Milwaukee County has had a permit with the DNR to discharge waste stormwater to waters of the state since 2006. As part of that permit, the DNR requires an annual report that describes the activities that the county has done to maintain the permit requirements, and that that annual report must be given to the county board to apprise them of our activities. And so that's what this is. The report is largely a summary of the technical requirements of the permit, such as, you know, proof of inspections for county facilities and a record of street sweeping and catch basin cleaning activities done by the county, as well as highlighting educational items that the county has done and the BMP has implemented in the reporting year. An example of those are the Parks Milwaukee County Sports Complex parking lot, the pervious pavers, the addition and inclusion of sediment chambers and reduced reduction in impervious area at the Doctors Park parking lot, green roof at the county domes, additional BMPs at the Milwaukee County Zoo, items such as the county joining the Menominee River Watershed Base MS Permit Group, which is one of the first in the country, and is a very new and exciting way to manage stormwater, as well as the item that Steve was just talking about, the review of municipal codes and ordinances that are an impediment to green infrastructure and stormwater. Probably the most exciting thing from my perspective that the annual report shows is that Milwaukee County is meeting the requirements of the permit and is doing an excellent job at educating the public and county employees in regards to stormwater.
Very good. Questions by committee members? Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you for being here this morning, sir. Are there objective measurements of how much runoff has been prevented that are required by this report? How can we tell? I trust that it's doing a good job.
Well, we tell largely through modeling, Supervisor. What we do is we model county facilities prior to the BMPs being added, and then what we do is we model with the under the DNR supervision, and they have certain requirements on how we do the modeling. So we do the modeling with the BMPs added, and so at that point we are able to determine how much total suspended solids we removed and phosphorus and nutrient loading. So the last time we did the modeling, the county is at a TSS reduction of 35.8%, which exceeds the state requirement of 20%. So that's a pretty good method of determining if our stormwater BMPs are having an effect.
Excellent. And for the listening audience, can you please define BMPs?
Oh, I'm sorry. BMP is a best management practice, which is certain things that the DNR has approved that you can do to manage stormwater, such as a stormwater pond to reduce sediment loading, or a wetland to reduce nutrients, or like a pervious pavement, as in the case of the parks at the parking lot at the Franklin facility. So that would be a best management practice.
Excuse me, and Mr. Chairman, one more question. I do see in the report under Section F, the stormwater quality management, over on the right side of page 5, there is the TSS reduction percentage, which you had specified earlier, Riley, as 35.8%. And could you also tell us what TSS is?
Total Suspended Solid Supervisor. That's one of the DNR-approved methods of determining if the BMPs are effective.
Excellent. And the BMPs are the best management practices. Actually, my club days, that meant almost meant beats per minute. But thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Other questions by committee members? Do we have a motion? Pleasure of the committee? We have a motion by Supervisor.
Receive and place on file.
Place on file, Chairman.
We have a motion to receive and place on file as an informational item. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Haas?
Aye.
Workowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Deskunas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
There are 7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item number